Clicks, 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 they'll do anything to get a few. Tick, 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 that's the sound before my head explodes. Quick, 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 look at you up on your pedestals. Quick, 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 hear the critics come, it's time to go. I read your article, it kinda hurt me. I don't know who hired you or what your friends say in your circle, but the fact that you released it tells me two things are for certain. They get paid for trashing people, I get paid cause I stay working. Drop the search and they emerge up out of nowhere to the surface. Just a peek behind the curtain, throwing salt at all my burdens. I'm aware I shouldn't give this my attention. Life's a journey, I should just stay on my path and learn to laugh. You think they heard me? Ears are burning, put them out. Quiet, quiet, look around. Why don't they find someone way more interesting to write about? Us, we're kinda boring, aren't we? All we do is whine and pout. It's confusing, so amusing how I argue with myself. Hello.
Welcome, everybody, to Cup with Gup Tuesday Tidbits for the PGA AT&T Byron Nelson Championship. On a soggy, wet, cold Tuesday mid-morning in Norman, Oklahoma. It is also cold and wet in Dallas, Texas, where the tournament is being held this week. First, come check us out if you're not a member. Smash 20 gets you 20% off, and that includes a free 7-day trial on any package you pick. We do have weekly packages, so if you want to come try us out for 7 days and then stay around for the PGA Championship, now is your best time to do it. You get this week free. Next week, pay for a week, see if you like everything, stick around. If you upgrade packages, your discount will remain intact. Secondly, and most importantly, let's get this listener league filled up so we can set a record next week with 750 entries and the largest first place prize we have had to date. But I need this filled early as possible to prove to DK we are all about it. We had 700 for the Masters, filled it super easily. Only 500 this week, so we should be able to knock this out pretty quick. 1K to first place this week, flat payouts, limited rake. And if you're listening to this and you finish inside the top three, shoot me a DM, and I will get you $50 credit to the GC store on the website. You do not have to be a member to get that credit. So if you finish top three, you have to DM me, though. Let me know, and I will get you the credit sent to you. YouTube comments. Leave in your comment, like and subscribe to this video first and foremost, and then leave in the comment your favorite fade in the 10K range, not named Dustin Johnson, who is no longer playing in the tournament, as we talked about yesterday. iTunes, rate and review us. If you forgot, don't remember, hadn't done it, go ahead and do it again. Doesn't hurt. You'll be in the drawing next week. We'll do several drawings for the PGA Championship, as we always do for majors. Rate and review us on iTunes. There will be one drawing specifically for all the rate and reviews, so go ahead and knock that out now. It takes 2 minutes of your time. Appreciate that very much. Now let's get to the tidbits. As always, this will be a 5-7 minute video. I will have Wednesday Mover and Shakers back, barring no power outages, which I don't anticipate, although I didn't anticipate it last week. So should have that out tomorrow morning as well. Probably the first two things, I watched a handful of the pressers. Obviously, some pods. I start on Tuesday mornings when I go to the gym. Probably the biggest, most interesting will be Spieth. You know, as we found out today, he did get COVID. That's why he hasn't played. I don't think that was really out anywhere. I didn't know it. I just assumed he was taking a little break, but he mentioned he would not. He definitely would have played Tampa had he not got COVID. He didn't want to take this big of a break off. He mentioned his words, not mine, shake off the rust this week. At his price tag, that worries me. I currently had him highly projected, which I'll talk about in just a second. I don't know how that'll change the – I think in the larger GPPs and stuff, you know, the big $15 or whatever flop shot, I don't imagine he'll get too much of a hit. Just Dallas native narrative, he's popular in general. I could see some of the 1-3 max stuff, guys being, I don't really want to risk that at 10-7. I'd rather pay $300 up to Rahm. Maybe drop down to Berger. The other one's Matsu. I think Matsu, you know, admitted that he really hadn't practiced much. And he's he practices a lot, robotic, that kind of stuff. I could see him at 10-3, excuse me on that, being a little rusty as well. I would much rather probably play Matsu than Spieth at this point. I don't know if I'll get to either. I think Matsu would be less owned in general. I think he was going to be low owned no matter what going into the week, so that really doesn't change my mind there. Spieth, I definitely had as probably a top three ownership. I was banking on that, probably top five for sure. I'll be interested to kind of see how I feel that changes as we go through the day and night tomorrow. I still think he'll be high owned. I don't know he'll, you know, but that's only going to increase the popularity of, you know, Rahm and Bryson. Bryson, who I have number one. My top 10 right now, no specific order, was Bryson, Scheffler, Willie Z, Rahm, Peters, Siwoo, Spieth, Doug Gim, Palmer in Vegas. Most of those not a surprise. Some Texas ties there. I don't know, Vegas, you know, these are all flirting with other guys that are right there. I do think Palmer would be pretty popular. We know he has a course record there. I think Siwoo would be popular. I think Bryson, Rahm for sure, Willie Z, Scheffler, all those guys we knew. Garcia's one that I'm interested to kind of see where he comes in, kind of going under the radar. Talk about that in a second. But in general, you kind of already heard the pulse. I mentioned it on the pod yesterday. We have, you know, such a top heavy concentrate on solid plays and not very comfortable down. It's typically in these weeks, like I would never think about playing a Bryson. I'd be like, but it's bit me twice when we've had these similar setups, Webb and Bryson in the fall. I completely faded them and they won the tournament. The only difference in those were they were clearing away above, you know, most of the field. Here you have like Bryson, you still got Rahm. I think Rahm will pick up some of the Spieth ownership of guys that are like, I don't know if I want to risk, you know, a guy that's been coming off COVID, yada, yada. And so I think, you know, Bryson could be 25, 28% in that range. I think Rahm will be pushing 17, 18, 19%. Spieth, I still don't know if I'll bump him below 20, but he'll be up there. Scheffler is going to be up there for sure. Willie Z, I think, will continue to steam up, even though coming off the missed cut. I do have him a little less than that right now. Brooks is probably one I'm interested to see what comes of him in general. He's the guy I got my eye on right now, you know, on this Tuesday as far as moving up the board a little bit for me, a guy that I think will be half the ownership of a Bryson type. He's $1,300 less. I'll take a chance on that, just like last week with Rory. No one wanted to play Rory. He was 10 to 11%, depending on which contest you're in. I'll take those chances. But there'll be spots that I think you'll have to eat some chalk this week because there's just so much concentration up there. You're going to have to pick the ones you want and move off the ones you don't and, you know, have a little uncomfortability or have some of all of them, which is not something I really preach a lot of, and then get real tight on who you're going to take a risk on in the, call it low eight, sevens, and even some sixes. Instead of spreading out down there, maybe we get tighter there and just say, all right, I'll have a little bit of all these guys up here. Not all of them, but the guys I like up top in the nine and tens and see how it goes. It's something I'm going to work on today and definitely bring to the table for the Glorious Nucleus Triple G articles and then tomorrow's E9 and all that kind of stuff. So potential sleeper low own for me right now. Wes Bryan, I talked about yesterday, probably going to be 1%, 2%. Cam Champ, I don't think he's going to get much over 7%, 8% max. So I like him. I like the way he sets up here. Danny Lee definitely has played this course. $6,700. We're struggling to find guys on there. I probably got him 2% to 4%. I don't mind some Danny Lee this week. CH3. A guy I mentioned yesterday, I kind of got him projected around that 2% to 4% zone, even if he's 5% or less. He's a guy that I think's a potential sleeper low-owned that I like. And then Patrick Rogers, I was kind of indifferent on, but I don't know if he's going to hit 3%. So, yeah, he struggled one round last week, but he played pretty decent. He's 36 in the stats. I have him moving up. I still have him top 45 in overall model, which, you know, $7,100, those are kind of the guys you got to take some chance on. In Texas, he's made the cut three straight times at this event, not the course, obviously. I don't mind him. He's 21st in my bent putting splits. Deep dive came out today. Didn't hurt him at all much for me. So Rogers is a guy I got my eye on. Two guys I think are probably going to be lower than what I think they should be and definitely in play for some MME stuff is Jason Day. I got him 4% to 6% probably at $8,900. And then Garcia, I think he's going to be one of the guys with all the options around there that he may go 7% to 9%. Even if he gets a 10%, I think it's a great play at 9K to get you a little bit different. not really a Texas narrative there. I mean, he's an Austin, but Austin Dallas totally different as far as – not totally different, but, you know, the courses type deal. I don't really put that on. But he's played well at this event. You know, won in 2016, a 20th in 2017 at TPC, which I think plays similar to this course in a way. You know, as far as weather and the course goes – a lot of rain. I mean, we're getting poured on right here in Norman. I know it's raining down in Dallas. It's going to be soft pre-cut. So I think Thursday and Friday will be soft. I think the course will drain out pretty well. Jordan even said that in his presser. I think it'll run out and gain as the week goes on. I do think Thursday and potentially Friday could play a little softer, which gives you a bump to those off the tee guys pre-cut. So and we're really looking for as many 6-6s as we can get. Decent chance of rain Sunday as well. That really didn't affect anything, but it is something I noted. You know, so in all, I think we definitely bombers. And even more, I look into it. I think, and you know, this isn't shocking to anybody in the industry, but I do think we're going to have a 18-22 under type win. So, you know, it's something you're going to need scorers. You can't, this isn't a grinder's course. You're going to be hitting on the greens. I think putting does matter. So I'll be adding a little bit of that bent putting three putt avoidance is something I look at in a tournament like this. You got big greens in there. A lot of guys are going to be hitting greens at a high clip. So I want guys that can lag well, get their pars and then score where they can, especially on the par five. So all those things are things I bumped up in the deep dive and rolling into our final ranks for tomorrow. Appreciate all you guys. I will be back tomorrow morning for the Wednesday Mover and Shakers final update of the week. Hope you guys have a blessed day and we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks.